right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Diners and Dragons, Episode 2. Joining you again is myself, Caleb Franklin, as the Dungeon Master, and going around starting with Jordan, if you'll all introduce yourselves again.
Jordan Smith, playing the role of Gunn.
I am Jackson Tucker, and I'm playing the role of Billy Finkelstein.
Christian Seneff, and I'm playing the role of Basil Swimmingly.
Ellen Jones, and I am Mort.
Mort the what?
Mort the Mortician Goblin.
Thank you.
All right.
Alrighty. Episode 2. When we last left our group, it was 10 a.m. on day 1 of the investigation of the murder of Midas Grendov. They investigated the body, they found a silver chip belonging to the Seven Aces Casino, and they found out that the skin and veins of the body were discolored, as though killed by poison, perhaps. And so, when we actually ended the last episode, Gunn and Basil had been escorted into the boss of the Seven Aces, Silas Sinclair's private lounge, and Billy was slipping on the sauce of several barbecue wings to distract the bodyguards.
Just clarification, I don't think they were barbecue.
They were mango habanero. Yeah. Sorry. Mango habanero wings. And Mort was desperately trying to not eat someone. For clarification, we have a stipulation for today's rules. So Ellen, playing the role of Mort, actually brought all of us Zaxby's at our request before the game started. This is not an endorsement for Zaxby's. Eat where you like. However, it was what we were in the mood for. It was much appreciated. There was a lot of drama at the Zaxby's, according to...
I'm also a vegan, so walking into a Zaxby's and picking up piles of chicken was very interesting for me.
That's a round of applause for
Round of applause for Ellen.
Woo.
All right. Thanks, guys.
So, because of her extreme generosity, Ellen finds her character empowered, more so than before, and so she will receive +2 to all her roles during this episode.
Woo woo. And so, I might give her a hug.
Oh, my God.
This may, in fact, be the episode that you get a hug.
Hold up now. Let's not go too far.
I said I'll think about it.
Okay.
I won't.
I don't want a hug from you. You're law enforcement. You're my nemesis.
Just
I'm my own worst enemy.
As a reminder to the listeners, we are playing with a module that is a spin on the regular D&D 5th edition that I created to be like a detective neo-noir sort of story. So these are not typical classes or races. And you can find the map and the player guide uploaded at some point. Probably not now when this episode is published, but published at some point along with these podcasts.
There should hopefully be a link in the description of the podcast.
Yes.
On, Google Play and Apple Podcasts. So working on that. But
cool. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get back into it. So Gunn and Basil, when we last saw them, were escorted into Silas Sinclair's personal lounge by a bodyguard. As they enter the lounge, they find a very dark, neon-lit smoking lounge that is completely foggy for a moment, but as they are continuously escorted through by the bodyguard, they find a man in a pinstripe white suit sitting on the couch smoking the biggest cigar you've ever seen and surrounded by a large group of men in black suits. And as soon as they see you approach, every one of them draws their guns and points them at you.
I am terrified and also a little impressed at his aesthetic, because that I'm just picturing that in my head. He looks cool. He looks cool as hell.
He is cool. He's very cool. He's the coolest.
Cigar is what, like, finishes it off. Also, just as a side note before we really get into it, I've made a character choice, everyone. After listening to the last episode... last two parts of episode 1, I decided that my voice is terrible. The voice I had, I absolutely hated the voice I had for Basil. So Basil's voice is going to become essentially my voice, but just a little higher pitched. I'm sorry, I'm just really bad at voices, everybody. I know I'm
coward.
I'm letting you down, the listeners down. But don't worry.
Yeah, you're a coward, Christian.
My voice has a few cracks in it, naturally. I haven't quite hit puberty yet.
Well, are you talking about your character or still
Christian? Or you?
Yes. So.
All right.
Good to know.
Anyway, what?
So, after that brief intermission. So now, as you are brought towards Silas Sinclair. He takes one last hit of his cigar and then addresses the both of you.
That was quite an impressive display outside. With the wings and the slipping and the bust. I gotta say, you guys are pretty good at what you do. Getting into places. So, what exactly is it that I can do for you?
I started stuttering. Well, sir, you see, we are from the precinct, and we are investigating a murder, you could say. Yes.
So, as you're talking to him, one of the bodyguards shouts, "They're cops!" And they all cock their guns.
No! Now hold on, gentlemen.
Hold on there.
Yeah, let's not be hasty.
We are not cops.
No, we are. We're not cops per se. I'm just a fan. I'm a scholar who's here for the ride. We just want to talk. No one's gonna get in trouble, and we just have a few questions.
You think I don't know a precinct gunslinger when I see one?
Ooh,
I know that she feels naked without a gun on her hip. You got a lot of nerve coming in here, working for the precinct, coming to talk to me.
But it's not like we have any guns.
What's a gunslinger without her gun, sir?
She's just a slinger.
I'm just here. I have nothing to sling except my hopes that you might help us.
Help you with what, I may ask?
I start to, like, bow towards him because I feel
don't
like...
Don't bow. I pick him up.
I feel like
that. Stop that.
But it might endear him towards us.
Don't show any fear. Stand your ground.
Oh, okay.
Just any information you might have would be helpful.
If
there's anything I could offer in return...
Information on what? You haven't even said why you're here.
Oh, right.
The murder.
The murder of...
What
Midas.
Murder of who?
I think his name was Grindelwald. Midas Grindelwald?
Midas Grindelwald?
Yeah, that's the one. Sorry. I'm a little bit intimidated. My memory's not so great. But yeah, so we found him. We found him dead. We found him dead. He was in a warehouse, and he had a chip.
We believe it was poison, sir.
Well... That is disappointing news. Midas Grindelwald was a good friend of mine, and I'm sad to see him go.
Oh, do you...
You say you found a chip on him.
We did. We did indeed. It was for here. It was a nice chip, very shiny. So, do you know anyone who would want to harm Midas, per se?
Well, let me put it this way, kid. Grindelwald was the biggest manufacturer in the city, one of the richest men in the entire country. A man makes a lot of enemies climbing up the ladder like that.
So does a woman.
Very true. A man or a woman. You say you found a silver chip.
Can I interject for one moment? Basil, could I talk to you for a second?
Yes.
We should not tell him that we have the chip with us.
Well, I didn't say we had the chip with us.
Well, no, but I'm saying for future reference.
Oh, okay.
Because he might try and take it. Say that we saw it.
It's at the precinct right now.
Yeah, it's at the
definitely.
Precinct. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right. What else is he had to say? Perfect. Yes, continue, sir, please.
So, as I was saying, you said you found a silver chip.
We did.
Well, we didn't find it. It was submitted as evidence by our boss.
Right.
So we got a look at it, but...
Can you... enlighten us. What is the significance of this chip? Because no one seems to... It's different from the rest of your chips, I noticed.
Well, typically we reserve them for the High Rollers Lounge. Most of the employees don't even know about them.
Interesting.
They're not meant to be used on the general floor. And I'd be seeing as how Grindelwald was a personal friend. He would sometimes come to the High Rollers Lounge. Mm. I saw him in here quite frequently, but... I tell you kids what... I really don't like the precinct. I don't like cops. And I don't want to help you. However, I seem to be at a bit of a quandary because Grendorf was my friend, and I would like to help you find the guy that did this to him, or girl. So, I don't know if it would be any easier, or make you more motivated to help me with this, but I would be willing to pay you for your services and locating my lost guys.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, sir. I'm a public servant, though. I cannot accept bribes. It is my duty as an officer of the law.
Well, I don't know if it's a bribe so much as a compensation. I don't know.
Last
I'm open
I checked,
to it.
You precinct fellas worked for money. You were mercenaries.
I work for the city, sir. Thank you very
much.
Am I not a citizen of this fair city?
Well,
am I not providing my own public service?
I will take your offer under consideration. I want to talk with my team first. Get some experience, get some advice. See how we stand. But so we'll go do that and we will get back to you.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Don't take too long or I'll
find somebody else. How can I reach you?
Yeah, what?
How can we reach you? We decide to take you up on your offer.
Tell you what.
He whispers into the ear of one of the guys next to him. The man approaches you and hands you, this time, a bronze coin. It doesn't look like any of the chips that you've seen. It's just an actual coin.
Mm-hmm.
You take that coin. When you're ready to talk, one way or another, give it to the bookie. And we'll come find you.
Great.
All right. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
So we start to leave. But before we go, can I do a perception check?
Sure.
Awesome.
So you take a brief glance around the room and...
19.
All right. Through the veil of smoke and dark neon lights that would have otherwise hidden it, you notice that there is a security camera in both of the corners on the side of the room where the door is that you came in. So the entire room is being surveyed.
Okay. Good to know. I probably should have done that before when we walked in, but...
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm young. I'm 16 years old, guys. I'm inexperienced.
All right. Amen.
All right. The bodyguard from before ushers you out and walks you guys back to the outside scene where your companions have been picked up and Billy is slowly being escorted out of the casino for the trouble that he caused. Mort, what are you up to?
How many guards were in the room? Just remind me.
In the other room or this room?
In the room that... what's your name again?
Billy.
In the room that Billy and I were waiting in.
There were three guys.
Please don't.
Oh, Mort.
Is there still sauce everywhere, or has the sauce been cleaned?
There's still sauce on the floor.
Oh, so God. I'm chaotic evil.
But is the sauce on the fellow still?
Mm. The one guy got sauce in his eyes.
How's he doing?
He doesn't look happy.
That's habanero sauce.
Was
in
I
his eyes.
Just so I can understand, was I able to clean off my jacket before leaving, or
you're a little messy. You could probably stand to wash some of your clothes.
Okay, it's leather, so.
Well, I have entered into some state of primal rage because I have been denied food for a while now as a slave of the state. So I do a quick sort of roll for perception to just really get a good, look at the men in the room, you know? So let's see. Yeah. 20 plus 2.
That's a nat 20. Oh, boy.
And then I get another 2 on top of that because I've got a bonus. So 24.
Okay.
Dangerous.
No.
Well,
I can see their pores, guys, okay? That's how hard I'm perceiving this room.
Oh, God.
You see that the bartender and the bookie that are escorting Billy out are not exactly the toughest looking guys. The bodyguard that had the sauce in his eyes, however, does have a machine gun.
But he has sauce in his eyes.
And you... get the distinct feeling that more men will come pouring out of the woodworks.
Okay. In an effort to be clever, I scamper behind Billy and the two beefy guys, but not so beefy guys, that are shuffling him out of this building. And I sort of just lowly, like, crouch behind them while also growling, but not loud enough so that they can hear me, but, so, like, growling. But I'm just, like, following them. I'm, like, trailing them.
Roll for stealth, then.
Okay, I'll do that. What is my stealth modifier, first of all? Let's
plus
figure
four,
that out.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, it is plus four.
Oh, gosh. Woo-woo. So plus six?
These so 10.
She rolled a 4, so that's a 10, yeah.
So hang on. All of my markers have gone dry. Okay, there's one. Good. So she rolls stealth, She rolls a 10. So you are quiet, but not invisible.
That's
fine. So you're following behind them. However, as they escort Billy out, one of them catches you out of the corner of his eye and sees you.
I'm just following my friend.
No,
why would they think anything of that?
Don't let them know that you're with me, because they don't know that yet. We still have that advantage going for us.
I mean, I'm going to eat him, so I don't understand why you're so concerned on how he thinks of you.
Anyway, one of the guys notices you out of the corner of his eye. Oh, hey! It's you from before! Hello!
I'm too buried in my primal instinct to feed that I don't even notice.
What are you doing down there on all fours? You know, you can just walk like a person. You silly, we have feet for a reason.
Still no response. I'm in the zone, man. You're not going to break me out of this hunger.
Ah, the classic silent treatment. That's fine.
I think if you're going to kill anyone, Mort, this is probably the guy to do it to.
Please don't kill the bartender. He's a
friend. The bartender is a decent boy.
I'm not killing the guy behind the clerk. He was nice to me.
But
he was nicer than any of you.
We have a better chance
of
not getting attacked if we kill the cleric, because I get the feeling no one here likes him.
Guys, I'm not in a place of rational thought, so you're not going to get a rational response from me.
Dang it.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, it's 10:08. At this time, Billy has been escorted out by the two men. There's the three of them, and I assume you as well, Mort, are all standing outside now in the street. And at the exact same time, Basil and Gunn have just come out of the back hallway. So they're still in the upper floor of the casino.
I see Mort and Billy out there with the two guys, and I can kind of see that she's looking pretty hangry. I start to do a light jog towards the door try to get there as fast as I can.
My low crouch turns into a lunge, and I sink my teeth into the neck of the guy who's not the bartender.
The clerk?
The clerk.
Not the clerk.
That was one of the two
guys. Oh, that was one of the guys?
We're really going to try and initiate combat.
Then,
right now?
Yeah, the bartender. Yes, we're initiating combat. I'm hungry.
I'm not initiating combat.
It is the first combat we've had this entire podcast.
Right, time for combat.
Yeah,
guys.
We've had two episodes and no combat, guys.
We've had one episode.
One episode that had to be divided into two parts.
We've been to like one place. All right.
That's true.
This is not the time.
I have to draw a new thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not fighting the bartender. He's my friend.
Well, then I'm gonna eat the bartender.
I don't have my gun.
I stand.
None of us have
friends.
Weapons.
We don't have our weapons
that.
Back.
Yeah.
Wait, Ellen, you don't have your weapons.
None of us
have weapons
to
begin with.
Damn it.
Yeah,
Ellen.
But you can fight without your weapons.
I have a bone
Wait,
saw.
You're not gonna get it back now.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
No, like.
No, I'm doing this.
We're not gonna get our weapons back. They're not gonna give them to us now.
And so you're outside the casino right now.
I'm chaotic evil. I'm doing this.
All right. So combat has been initiated. So everybody that's participating, or if you'd like to perform actions during the fight, even if that's not fighting, you'll need to roll.
May I ask, when they escorted me out of the building, did they return my weapons to me?
Your weapons were returned, yes.
Awesome.
We all have our weapons back?
No, because you two are still in the casino.
Okay.
Basil and Gunn.
So
Mort,
I have... Yeah.
Mort and... They didn't notice you at first, so they haven't given you your weapons back. Only he has his weapons back now.
Good to know. It's okay, as long as I have my weapons.
The bartender is holding your weapons.
So, Gunn and I are out of combat then.
Yes, Gunn and Basil are not participating right now.
Okay. Can I convince the bartender to join us?
You definitely should try.
All right, so everybody that is participating, and that seems to be just Mort and Billy. And the bartender and the loud clerk, roll for initiative.
Six plus two.
Seven rats. That's okay. They're definitely going to beat us, though.
Before anything gets started, since Mort initiated combat, you do get one strike on the clerk before we get started.
Cool.
That's your sneak attack that initiated the combat.
Okay. Do I roll for damage? Like, what?
You just, or how are you? You pounced on him and attacked him, so you're using your teeth?
Yeah.
Don't you have a biting attack or an eating attack?
I do.
Then I'm going to consider it that.
Okay.
Explain for the listeners what exactly that attack does.
All right. So as I'll just kind of lay this out. So I'm a mortician, which means that I eat people, and I have several eating attacks, but the one that I just sort of used is a feral rampage, which means...
I don't think that was the one.
Was it not?
Unless you're going into like rampage mode. You have one attack that's like just a bite.
I have devour.
I think that's the one I was thinking of, yeah.
Which is a melee attack.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Because that's a single attack. Feral Rampage puts you into, like, a double damage
mode. Oh, okay, I got it. All right, so I'm in Devour, which is a melee attack, which does 3d4 damage.
Plus your strength modifier.
Yeah, plus my strength modifier, which is not small. Okay.
Okay, so you're attacking the bartender. You get advantage because you attacked him with a... Well, no, you have to roll to see if it hits first. You might have missed, but you roll at advantage.
Okay, what is the advantage?
So for listeners, first of all, remember that Mort gets +2 on all her rolls for this episode.
Woo woo!
Oh,
but
boy.
Also, when rolling at advantage, you get to roll all of your rolls twice and take the higher of the two numbers.
Okay.
Or the higher of the, yeah.
Okay, cool. So,
for now, she's rolling to see if she even hits him.
All right.
Roll again.
Okay. Oh, no.
So that's 9 + 2. That's 11. You do, in fact, hit the clerk. Or were you going for the bartender?
No, you said clerk.
The clerk, yeah.
He was so nice. All right, fine. Clerk.
You said clerk.
Clerk, right. Fine.
You do, in fact, hit the clerk.
We're
trying
bad
to minimize
now.
Damage here.
So roll for damage against the clerk.
Oh, man. No.
You said you're like, evil.
Yeah, you
I
can't,
wanted to
you
bother
can't regret
you.
This now.
I'm doing this against you, Billy.
What does this have to do with me?
You're
just
a cop.
Chicken wing.
But this doesn't hurt me in any way.
Oh, 4.
You're hurting the one person who was
2.
Nice to you.
2.
All right, do it again 3 more times and see if you get a higher number.
Oh, right. Advantage. Jeez. 1. 2.
Not looking likely.
1.
No. Okay, so for you got 8 + 2, that's 10, plus your strength modifier.
Which is another 3.
So 13. So you leap at the clerk, sink your teeth into his neck, and literally rip his head from his shoulders.
Woo!
And devour, quite literally, most of the clerk in one fell swoop.
He tasted nice.
You have gotten... +1 HP based on the way that the mortician works. So you now have, what is that, 4?
Yes.
4 HP.
Nice.
Wow. I think you only did this because you had that nice little bonus from the chicken. You had a nice chicken bonus.
Hey.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
We got.
I just did that because I'm a chaotic person, and I just want to cause trouble. And I'm also really hungry, and I hate you. So
see, we all got to eat, and Mort got to eat, so it's fair.
That's true. All
now
right. Mort fed us, now we feed Mort.
Now that the clerk is dead, since he went first, his turn
the
is
clerk
over.
Is dead.
It's Mort's turn. Again.
Wait, it's my turn again?
Now that combat has started proper, that was like your initiation attack. But based on your initiative, now you actually go again.
There's so much more.
Are you going to attack the bartender?
I'm going to be so sad.
Oh, wait,
that's up to you.
I just like to point out that Basil was like watching this from inside with a look of horror upon his face. My mouth is just hanging open.
Yeah, I'm going to attack the bartender.
Okay, you need to move closer to the bartender, though.
Where am I? First, I'm going to enter Feral Rampage.
Okay.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Explain to the listeners what that does.
So, for Feral Rampage, I can do it once per short rest, and it lasts for 2 turns. It's a melee, or it means that all melee attack damage that I do is increased by 3, and I get a second movement per turn. All of my attacks are automatically eating attacks, which means that if somebody dies from one of them, I will get HP.
Okay.
Okay.
Then go for it.
So, am I in Feral Rampage now?
You're in Feral Rampage.
Yeah!
Now.
Okay, I don't know if I have to roll for that or something.
No,
but,
no,
okay.
It's, cool.
Just,
it's an ability. It's just activated.
You do have to growl, though.
I don't know how to growl.
I'm terrified.
How do you growl?
Oh,
Billy laughs.
I guess that was more of a gurgle than a growl.
That's your stomach.
Yeah.
Like
you had like some that clerk just like wasn't
just
quite fresh.
So hungry.
I know, right? But well, you guys, I haven't
this
been fed in like days.
This
so
one's for my daughter.
I'm literally starved in a basement for my entire life.
This one's for my Frankenstein.
Yeah, this is for my Frankenstein daughter.
You think that's rough?
Oh, is it backstory time?
No, she's not,
not
even
present.
In the same
you're
room.
You're not even
we can't
out
do backstory.
Here.
Try getting dishonorably discharged from ROTC.
Hold on.
Like the high school?
We're not all together.
No, we can't.
We'll get to the flashback.
Let me kill this person first, and then we can talk.
Whatever.
All right.
What do you hear?
So now that I'm in Feral Rampage, I guess with my bone saw, is that what I have right now?
That's your weapon.
Okay,
yeah.
But the
bartender has your bone saw, so you're just straight up melee attacking.
You gotta rip it out of his hands.
Okay. So,
which is a D4 for punching.
Okay, so I'm gonna straight up melee attack him to get my bone saw.
Okay.
As my first action.
Okay. So the bartender watches you scurry towards him in horror over what he just watched and saw occur in front of him. Roll to see if you attack him.
Okay, cool. 3+, what do I add to it?
Chicken bonus.
The chicken just, bonus.
Yeah,
the chicken bonus.
Okay, 5. Yeah. So 5. The bartender reacts accordingly and sidesteps out of the way as you dive towards him.
Aw, man.
So let me arrange the pieces accordingly.
Oh, for all the listeners who don't know, we have like little Lego pieces representing our characters on a board in front of us just so it's easier to visualize like combat and stuff like that.
It's like a little grid.
Yeah.
Every space is 5 feet. Anyway. So now that Mort has missed out, it is Billy's turn.
No, I get another move.
You can move, but you can't attack.
Then I'm going to move.
Where are you going to move?
Let's see. Where am I going to move? I'm going to move. I move directly behind the bartender.
Okay. I'm going to turn to the bartender and ask and convince him to run.
Okay.
Because this gentleman has been very kind to me. He offered me some wings. I'm going to try and convince him to run, maybe join up with me. Because to his knowledge, as far as I know, Mort and I aren't together. So I think maybe I can save this man's soul.
Okay, roll for persuasion then. You'll have to deliver a real speech if you succeed.
Absolutely. 15 plus, which?
Persuasion
plus one, so 16.
16. Okay, you do, in fact, convince the bartender, but first I want to hear exactly what you told him.
All right, buddy, look, we don't have much time. This goblin's going crazy. We've seen what she can do already to your friend over there. And, oh God, this is not my voice. I'm going to restart this.
That's my voice.
I'm adapting. Mort's voice is...
You're becoming Mort.
Yeah, take,
you're
yeah,
becoming
take a second
a goblin.
To, like, get it back. It was Jerry Seinfeld. Okay. Yeah, there you go. There it was.
Oh my god.
Buddy, look, we don't have much time. You can see this goblin's going crazy. Your friend is gone. We don't have much time. You and I should get out of here. There's going to be reinforcements coming soon, and I don't want you to have to go out like your buddy did over there. So, look, I got some weapons. You got her bone saw. We can escape from this, and you can keep your life. I'm going to ask you to give me that bone saw. Because I think that's what she's after. So if you give me that bone saw, you might be able to get out of here safely and not let you get away. You've been very pleasant to me. Those wings were delicious, and I thank you again.
My voice is devolving rapidly.
You're becoming Mort. You're spending too much time with me.
Oh, God.
It's just the fact that every character in this campaign sounds like they're from New York.
New York.
Hey. Not Gunn.
Hey.
Gunn is from New York.
I'm from the South.
Basil has no accent.
Because Basil's a coward. Because Basil is lame.
Anyway, you convince the bartender.
It's lawful good.
I think you're right, buddy. I think we gotta get out of here before that. You saw what it did to poor Clancy. Here, take the bone saw.
And so he gives you the bone saw, and it's now his turn, and the bartender scurries away.
He doesn't go inside the building?
He does not. He okay. Ran away in a panic trying to get away. So, good job convincing him and getting Mort's bone saw back. It's now Mort's turn.
Okay. Now that my food has settled in my stomach a little bit, and I reaching for my bone saw and seeing Billy cower in fear.
Hey.
Even though I hate him.
I would prefer, if I'm going to cower in fear, I'd at least like to roll for intimidation.
No, you're going to cower in fear. And me being the bigger person, despite my goblin status, I decide to exit my feral rampage.
Okay, so you are ending combat.
I am ending combat.
All right, so Billy, you get...
There's no one left for me to fight.
You get 50 EXP. For convincing the bartender to stand down.
Wonderful.
Billy, you don't receive, or Mort, you don't receive EXP because that's not how your character works. So you got you got one HP.
Woop woop.
Cool. It's now 10:14. The rest of your team runs outside to see what the commotion was all about.
Did I get my weapons back?
And mine.
You see where the bartender dropped all your weapons as he ran away.
Perfect. Take my weapons back.
Yes, I go grab my revolver. And my blackjack.
I lick up the last bit of blood off the ground.
So there's like no evidence remaining? Is that what happened?
I mean
there's
gonna be a little bit of blood.
Yeah. Okay.
She can't get it all.
I'm just trying to finish my meal. I'm not trying to clear up the evidence. I'm not ashamed of who I am.
Well, Basil is shook. Basil is shook to his core.
It's clear that somebody just died here.
Basil is shook and
I'm disappointed. I'll be honest.
I held out as long as I could, okay? I literally was restraining myself. I was gnawing my own arm, okay? We're done.
Mort,
I had to.
I'm disappointed in you. I'll be honest.
You have sent me on a roller coaster of emotion today. You made me sad for you with your backstory, and then you made me terrified of you.
Mort.
Just now.
Good. Let's keep it
but
that way.
But I think that, yes, maybe you're hungry, but if you see people around you covered in sauce, maybe instead of gnawing at your arm, the right move is to exit the room where the people covered in sauce are, so you resist the temptation.
That's not part of my character. I'm a chaotic evil. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to back down from a scuffle.
Mort.
Well...
All I'm going to say, I'm disappointed.
I'm not mad.
I'm really trying to give you chances here. I don't want this to be an issue, but we're going to have to work something out. Sooner or later, we're going to have to figure out.
I know that you're chaotic evil,
but... I scowl at
Billy
because I just don't like him, and I'm not going to respond to anything he says to me.
In future situations, it's not always going to be this easy to come out of a rando combat alive and untouched. Like we just did here at the Seven Aces. So.
Well, I can kind of sense that there's a lot of tension in the group, so I say, everybody, let's move off away from the building a little bit, away from the giant blood stain that's on the ground next to us. And I have some things I need to tell you, Mort and Billy, so let's go do that.
The group is moving away.
And I inform them about the offer we were just made by what's-his-face.
Silas Sinclair.
That's the one. And what do you all think? Should we take the offer? I don't like this. This man seems quite shady and untrustworthy. I don't know if it's worth it to enter into business with him.
I think it's worth it.
That's
It's a risk, but he's a very powerful man, and I think that we definitely have the ability to find out where his people are being hidden.
Buddy, you're gonna have to learn sooner or later. This job's not black and white. Sometimes we gotta do things we're not proud of. But if it's what we gotta do...
Like eating people.
Well, debatable.
You just gave me a moral lecture. You think I'm gonna let you get off now? Come on.
I stand by my lecture.
Okay.
Well, Billy, you are the detective here. The hard-boiled detective. If you say so, I'll trust you. So let's go do it.
I think we should at least go by this place and check it out before we even start.
Absolutely, Gun.
See what it's all about before we commit one way or the other.
Really? Okay. Well, shouldn't we tell Mr. Sin that that we're going to take the job?
No,
I think we should go to the other place where his people are being taken, check it out, and then decide if we want to take the offer or not. And then we have this chip that we can contact him with either way.
But we got to bring that chip. But we got to bring the chip back here, and
I'm not committing to this before I see what it's all about.
I agree.
Okay.
Also, if we get some time later, I've been thinking a lot about this daughter of the deceased Mr. Sinclair. We should see if she knows anything.
Correction, I think you meant the daughter of the deceased Grendov. Sinclair was the one you just spoke to.
Apologies. It's been a long day.
Sorry, I know there's a lot of names.
It's true. All right, let's do it.
I suggest we stop for a short rest before we continue.
You have a mandatory one coming up in 45 mm-hmm. in-game minutes.
Okay, cool.
So you'll have to take one either way.
Near us.
But if you wait, then you don't have to pay money.
There's a homeless shelter on our block that we can crash at.
Well, what's on the way to the casino? Because
as you'll see on your map for the key, mm-hmm. anything that has a symbol on it, generally speaking, you can rest there. They all have different effects depending on what you decide to do.
Atlas Casino is like at the very bottom of the map.
But so are you.
Oh.
You're currently outside the Seven Aces.
Oh, crap. It's like literally across the street.
Right next to each other.
Yeah.
I've never been to a real homeless shelter before.
So young.
I've never seen a real homeless person.
Why would you go to the homeless shelter when there's a carnival?
I vote for the carnival.
Well, you're 16. Of course you do.
So what are we doing, guys?
We're going to the
carnival. Shall we put it to a vote?
Well, I mean, we have the mandatory break in 45 minutes. So we're going to take a break and then take another break is the thing.
Well,
taking a break now. We're just trying to plan out what's going to happen.
We're going for our.
You can decide as a group as well not to take a mandatory break, as long as it's unanimous.
Okay.
But we should.
Okay. So where are you going for now? It's 10:15. You have basically 45 actions to do what you're doing and find a place to rest.
Let's check out the casino.
There's also an arcade.
I'm also down for that. My 16-year-old self loves arcades. So, but arcade, since the casino's right there.
We could also
there,
check out the city market next to the arcade and see if there's any
goodies
thing we can get.
I could go for the market, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. Let's check out the casino. Since we're going to do that anyway. And we got 45 actions.
I figured,
let's
survey the casino first and then can use that to decide what we want to do.
Exactly.
Perfect. Let's walk there.
So you guys are walking to the casino?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, that's indeed. One block, so that takes 5 minutes.
Perfect.
All right, so it's now 10:20 outside of the Atlas Casino. This one, as opposed to the grandeur and mystery of the Seven Aces, the Atlas Casino looks very run down and scummy. This looks like where the lowest of the low come to lose their money.
Anyone got a nice hefty perception modifier?
I have a +2 perception modifier.
Mine's only +1.
Mine's -1.
I'd like to roll for it then.
Okay.
All right. So Basil is rolling for perception of the immediate area.
19.
+1
modifier.
You get the distinct feeling that this is a place where people go to get stabbed. You are not safe here. It's a hostile environment, which is amazing because it's right across the street from the Seven Aces, but you also get the distinct feeling that you're being watched.
Hmm.
What about me as a goblin? Would I have a better chance of investigating under the radar?
So, fun fact. people in Ilvanian City hate goblins. I forgot to mention that in the last episode. Goblins are not exactly welcome in the city unless they are morticians or workers. You'll notice on your map that there's an entire quarter on a separate strip of land across the bridges where the goblins live. You have to have a work pass to come into the city as a goblin. There's reasons for that, but you don't know what they are.
I don't know what they are, anybody.
There is a reason for it, but you as a group do not know what those reasons are. but there are people who know why that happened.
Okay. Got it.
Could a history check be applicable here? How old is this place?
The Atlas Casino?
Yeah.
Sure, go for it.
All right. I have a plus +2. Anybody else have something better for history?
Wait, let me see. Okay. Yeah, I have plus +3, actually.
Perfect.
So I'll go ahead. Yeah, plus +3. History check. 15.
15? So, based on what you've read, you don't exactly recognize much about the casino's name itself. However, you do recognize that the architecture of the casino is distinctly different from the rest of the city, letting you know that this is most likely a casino owned by somebody foreign from the country of Grimwald.
Let's go in. This sounds intriguing.
Yep.
I inform my team that this guy is not from here. He might be a little bit harder to trust. I'm Yvonnian through and through, man.
It's pretty racist.
It's not racist.
That's a bit nationalist.
It's nationalist. I have pride in my country.
I may be a cop, but I'm no nationalist.
Well, regardless, we're going to go inside the casino.
Okay, so you guys approach the casino. As you do, there is a very tough-looking bodyguard in front of the door. He looks like a bear. His beard is down to his belly button. And he's wearing what looks like an armored suit. Like he's got bulletproof armor underneath his actual suit. So he looks just bulky as all get out.
Wow. How well can he move?
And he's looking down on you because he's 8 feet tall.
I'm impressed.
Gunn's pupils dilate as she realizes her attraction to this person. Gunslinger. All right.
So as you all approach him, he looks down at all of you and crosses his arms.
What exactly is it that I can do for you?
Slavic.
All right, guys, I got this one covered.
Well, I go up to him then, and I say, "Hello, sir, we'd like to go inside the casino. Is that okay?"
We do not let little children like yourselves into the casino.
Oh, no, no. I'm not a little child. I'm 21.
You are baby boy. You will not come inside any time until you are man.
I want to persuade him I'm 21.
You can roll for persuasion that you're 21.
Okay. 11, because I have plus +6 persuasion modifier.
Dang, that's a high persuasion
Yeah,
modifier.
It is. I'm charismatic.
If you are 21, I am little goblin girl. You are not man, you are little baby boy. You will not come into casino today.
Fine, you got me. I'm 18.
I think we should leave him behind and go inside.
Yeah.
I'm
going in.
I walk up to this large man and request entrance.
Oh, I'm sorry. We do not allow goblins into the casino either.
Convince him you're not
well,
a goblin.
Well, hey there.
I try to convince him I'm not a goblin.
Roll for persuasion. Or roll for deception.
Deception? Okay. Wait, what's
I should have
deception?
Had you roll for that, actually. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Sorry. My deception's a -1.
Perfect. This is great.
All right.
Well, you still have your plus +2, so.
How intelligent is this
guy? Yeah, you do have your plus +2.
Hey, 17. Oh,
18 no. +1.
So 19.
Oh my God. I am not a goblin. That's rude. I'm just short and haven't showered in a few days.
The bulky man has to get down on his knees to actually look at you closer. He inspects you from bottom to top and under a lot of scrutiny. And after a few moments, he gets back up and speaks again.
My mistake. It is clear you are just very little. You are now welcome. Come along in. I will have to take your weapons, however.
I respect that. Thank you for admitting me into your establishment. I hand him my bone saw.
All right. You too.
Well, hey there, cutie. Can I come in?
Are you trying to seduce him?
No, I'm just nervous.
I notice Bad that you eyelashes. Have a lot of guns. I like that in a woman.
Oh! Could I bring him in with me?
Oh no, I'm sorry, that's not allowed, but I would love it if we could go to the shooting range sometime. I'll show you all of the guns that I have. What is your favorite gun?
Well, right now it's the sharpshooter's rifle.
Oh, the classic.
Comes in handy.
Yes, this is very good gun. I like. I will hold on to it and take good care for you while you are game side gambling the money.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, so you hand over your weapons to the bulky bodyguard, and now it's just Billy outside. Well, Billy and you.
Well, I'm heading in too.
I will have to take your weapons, sir.
Absolutely.
So you hand over all your weapons to
you
them.
You would also attempt to flirt with him.
No, but can I ask him how the crowd's doing today? Be like, hey, buddy, how's the clientele looking this fine morning?
You speak very funny for a man from this city.
Well, we can't all be winners, can we?
Did your voice change again?
Yes, it did.
He's from Texas. He can't help it.
I'm just going to throw in the Texas accent.
He's intimidated by the glorious buddy.
I apologize, buddy. Well, early in the morning. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I'm going to be honest.
Just come in.
Look.
Just walk in.
I head inside. I give my weapons and head inside.
Okay. It's just Basil outside. You're just going to mill around while they're in there?
Can I try to persuade him again that I'm 21?
You should look for another entrance.
No. Sir.
See if there's like a window or something you can crawl through.
Okay. You know, I'll do that. I'll be like, thank you, sir. You have a nice day. And I shuffle off and zip around the corner of the casino.
As you're walking away, he yells back at you, "You're going to be late for school."
Find him. I stop for a moment and let the rage just... I take a deep breath and let it go, you know, because that's what my uncle taught me to do. Just relax and let it go. Then I zip around the corner.
So starting from this point on with both of your groups, now that you're split two ways, it is 10:28 and we're going to go ahead and follow the group that went inside. So you guys are now inside the Atlas Casino. On the inside, there are ornate flags hanging everywhere from what you can only assume is the home country of the people who run the Atlas Casino. You look like you're about to say something.
No, so can we do a check to see what country that is?
I can roll a perception check.
Sure.
Or would that be history or perception?
That would be history.
Okay.
No, I got a D.
All right. What's your history?
I have a +1 history, and then I get a +2 bonus because I'm cool.
I have a +2 history. I have a
chicken bonus.
We got that +3 over
chicken
here.
Bonus. Chicken bonus.
20
wow.
+3.
23. Sorry. You detect that these are the flags from not Russia-Lavia.
What?
The country of not Russia-Lavia.
Not Russia-Lavia.
Yes.
Cool.
That's for those of you listening, NOTR. USSIALAVIA.
Is that right next to not China-Stan?
Yes.
What else does Mort
And also know not about Germany dwarf.
Can you tell me what else Mort knows about this country based on that?
Mort knows Please everything DM. About this country.
Mort gathers that not Russia-Lavia is, a big rival for Grimwald. It's a very, from what she remembers, a snowy country, a large country, famed for its powerful army and its rugged people. Clearly from the bear man outside.
I believe the arm, one of the arms of my daughter was a not Russia-Lavia, in fact. So that's why I'm so well-versed on all of this history.
They are famed for their big arms.
Yeah, well...
Powerful arms, really.
She was great at high fives. I needed something to give me the satisfaction of a hug, and she was all I had.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So you... from what you remember from the actual history of the country itself, a long time ago, around 237 years ago, it went to war with Grimwald, but they're at peace now, and lots of immigrants from not Rushalavia tend to move to the country, especially Ilvanian City since it's on the coast.
All right. I share this information with the two comrades that are in this establishment with me. So now we're all up to speed. And now with that being said, I'm also going to roll for perception to just sort of take a gander about the room, you know? Get a lay of the land.
Sure.
All right, that's a 13 plus my chicken bonus of 2, and then I also have a perception modifier of plus 1, so okay. 16.
So you glance around key points of the room, and the immediate thing that you notice is that this place is much more heavily guarded.
Got
than
it.
The Seven Aces.
So
there
I
are
shouldn't
men,
eat any people.
There are men with big guns in almost every corner of the room on every floor of the casino.
I look at Gun, and she's just melting. Just like... She's just melting.
And there are also guards patrolling the floors as well in between the machines.
All right. Is there any less intimidating bloke about this room that I could possibly approach and speak to?
The least intimidating guy that you notice is the bookkeeper.
Okay. I approach the bookkeeper.
Okay.
Then.
Oh, yes, hello. Would you like chips?
I struggle to realize what actually I'm trying to ask this fellow. But I quickly get my wits about me, and I say, in a moment, can I ask you a question, sir? Sawyer. I don't know. How do you say sir in a New York accent?
Sir. No, that's not it.
Sir.
Is it just sir?
Sir.
They don't say sir in New York. Sir. They're all quite
Sawyer.
Rude.
Sawyer?
Sawyer.
It's not Sawyer.
Sewer.
Okay.
However you
just
want
say
to
fella.
Say
fella. Yeah.
I'm going to say fella.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's better.
Sure, what is it that you are to be asking me?
Hey, so I just wanted to know, how's your morning going? How are things happening here at your establishment? Is it going smooth? Are you like... Well, how's your clientele been so far this morning?
Oh, yes, my morning is quite smooth. Lots of smoothness in my morning. Lots of good things are going on. I had good breakfast, hearty breakfast.
Hmm. Good. Good to know. I actually just had a pretty hearty meal myself, so I'm on the same level with you there. I turn to Billy begrudgingly, and with my head, gesture for him to come over.
I approach.
and I say, this is my buddy Billy here, and we just wanted to know what's up. I'm really not doing well with words today, guys. It's not working out.
All right, so wait, let's take a second. What do we want to figure out from this guy?
I don't know. What
we
do we want
to find
figure out
from this where guy? The guys
yeah,
are
the
hidden
men.
Here.
Yeah, so we
the guys from the Seven Aces.
So this is going to be, like, not known knowledge by a lot of these people, potentially.
I've got a plan, actually.
So, okay, wait, no, I've got an idea.
In fact, while you guys are figuring this out, we're actually going to visit Basil. Back where he is, it's 10:28. Where you guys are, it's 10:35.
Okay.
So Basil is, Basil's in, like, the alley by the casino, He looks around to see if there's anyone nearby that's, like, could see him.
Sure.
Do I have to do a... roll for that, or
yeah, you'll need to do a perception roll.
Seven.
You don't notice anyone watching you, and in fact, you find that you are probably completely hidden to
okay.
the best of your knowledge.
All right, sweet. So what I'm going to do is, and I would like to apologize to the listeners because I forgot to mention my race in the last episode, but. Basil is actually a half-angel. It's not something he likes to tell a lot of people because he doesn't know who his angelic father was. In fact, the only people that really know he's a half-angel are Basil and his uncle. But as a half-angel, I have an ability called Angelic Flight. That allows me to sprout wings and fly once per short rest. Gives me like 2 in-game actions.
So you're activating that ability?
Yes, and I like to fly to the roof of the casino.
Okay. So you fly and you find yourself on the roof of the casino, and at the top of it, curiously enough, you find a drunk man in a black trench coat sitting in the corner polishing off a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, well, I guess he saw me, so there's no point in hiding it. I go over to the man and say, "Hello. How are you?"
"I'm doing fine."
"What are you doing up here?"
"Drinking."
"Why? Why on the roof of this casino? Why not downstairs where the alcohol is?"
"I got alcohol right here."
"But why are you on the roof, though? Why'd you bring it up to the roof?"
Sometimes I like to drink up and sit up here and drink. They don't really like it when I drink in the casino."
"What's your name?"
Chester."
"Chester. Hi, Chester. I'm Basil. It's nice to meet you." "Let me, can I ask you something, Chester?"
"Might as well."
"Sorry, can you repeat that, Chester?"
"Might as well."
"Well, you know, I really hate that Silas fella in the casino a couple next door. You know him?"
"I've heard of him, man."
"Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his. And I hear that the guys here, they caught some of his men. You know anything about that, Chester?"
"Can't say that I do. I had a couple of names with the guy, and I used to get in front of my guy and just carry him off. And then they don't bother me no more."
"I was doing so well up to that last sentence." "What?" I asked him to repeat. "Chester, I'm sorry. I'm real hard of hearing. I can't quite hear you. Can you say it again?" You didn't see anyone. You don't know anyone."
So Chester is annoyed with your comment, and so he sits up straight and clears his throat. "I said that the last time that I ran into those god-awful scoundrels, I just fired my guns at them and scared them off, and they haven't bothered me since."
"So, wait. You live up here? And the Atlas Casino? Like the
I
Atlas
don't live up here, you dolt. I come up here to drink."
"Oh, I see.
Who would live on a rooftop?"
I don't know. Birds? Drunkards?
"Do I look like a bird to you?"
"No, but you look like a drunkard."
"Well, that's because I am a drunkard. I've been drinking, you imbecile."
"Yeah, I've never had whiskey before. Can I try some?"
"No, you may not try my whiskey. You may get your own."
"Oh, that's not very polite of you."
"You think you just can fly up here with your angel wings and bother me while I'm trying to drink in peace here up on the roof? And then you start asking me all these questions, and then you ask if you can borrow my whiskey. No, you may not. You may fly right back down where you came from."
"All right, I can see I've offended Chester, so I'm like, Chester, I can see I offended you. I didn't really mean to. That's my bad. I apologize. Can you forgive me?"
"No, I apologize. I'm the one who lost his temper. May I, offer an olive branch to you? Are you, perhaps looking for some, protection services?"
"What kind of protection?"
"Well, these are dangerous parts of the city, and it just so happens that I sell the right tools for the right men."
"Well, yes, in that case, I am very interested."
"Very well. Well, how much would you be willing to pay?"
"Well, what are you selling me?"
"I sell guns of various sizes, different weapons, things that you can use to keep the man off your back, as it were."
"Well, I'm, as you can see, I'm not much of a fighter. I'm more of a scholar."
"Oh, I can and, see that, thank you. That's why I'm offering the weapons."
"Do you have anything that will fit in this nice tweed suit I'm wearing?"
"If you're asking for concealable weapons, I believe I have a stock of those, yes."
"Oh, yes. Well, what specifically? I'm looking for something with a bit of oomph to it."
"Well, when it comes to weapons, you can either have it quiet and concealable or large and with oomph."
"Well, can I have it quiet and with oomph? But, like, you know, not, like, really loud, but it does pack a punch." Maybe not a boom, per se, but..."
"I think I know just the thing for you."
"Ah."
"If you can bring me $200, I will get you exactly what you're looking for."
"Chester, I believe that is really, really expensive. Let's try to find something that works for both of us, Chester. I'd like to persuade him to lower the price."
"You may roll to persuade him."
"All right. 20. Not nat 20, but 20 total.
Well, you did fly all the way up here. I might as well cut you a little bit of slack, I suppose. You are just a child after all, and I didn't have much money when I was your age. All right, $100, and I will give you exactly what it is, and I will tell you what it is ahead of time. So, the thing I will be offering you is a concealable shotgun that you can bring into the casinos. I've snuck one in multiple times. Drunk.
Chester, I'm very interested in that. Thank you very much. I don't have $100 on me right now, but can I find you in the same spot? And
no.
No?
But I'm sure you'll find me about. I'm always nearby.
Well, Chester, I look forward to giving you $100 for that shotgun soon. I go to shake his hand.
He stares at your hand.
Well then, I just act like I wasn't trying to shake his hand and start smoothing my hair back. It's like, oh, by the way, do you know any way to get down to the casino from here?
Yeah, there's the door.
Great.
He points at the door on the other side of the roof.
Oh, cool. I say, goodbye, Chester. I hope to see you soon. And then go to the door and try to go down to the casino.
Oh, sure. Cheers. Enjoy your lovely day. I'll just be here.
Do you want to come with me? Is that it?
I most certainly do not want to come with you.
Well. Anything you can tell me that before I go down into a very dangerous-looking casino?
Well, you might prepare to get shot. It's not exactly the friendliest of types that run this place.
That's true.
Now, if you'll excuse me, and with that, Chester walks over to the edge of the roof and jumps off.
I'm impressed. Basil is thoroughly impressed.
Okay.
I've never seen anyone do that before in my young life.
Cool.
Yeah. I run to the edge and look down.
He's not there.
I start smiling, because that was really cool.
Okay.
I was like, wow.
He's totally a ghost.
It's 10:35 where both of you are, so we're going to rejoin the team as they're talking to the clerk and trying to get some information out of him.
All right, I got some questions. I've been brewing, and I turn to the clerk and I ask him if he can tell me or point me in the direction of the manager or whatever, because I have a small complaint. I have a small grievance.
Oh, you have the grievances to be made. Yes. I can point you to the floor manager right over there.
He points to a guy that's similarly bulky to the bodyguard that was outside wearing shades and a white suit, standing in the corner holding a machine gun.
Awesome. Okay.
You just go talk to Vinny. He'll help you with the complaints.
All right. I very hesitantly walk towards Vinny.
Vinny cocks his shotgun cocks his machine gun. As you're coming closer to him and trains it on you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's stop right there, goblin.
I'm not a goblin. No, I'm not going to pull that shit anymore. So I turn to Vinny and I, with a big smile on my face, I just say, I hear you're the manager, and I just wanted to compliment you on this incredible, you know, architecture and decoration of this building.
Oh, no, no, thank you. I'm just the floor manager. I just make sure that nobody steals the money or cheats.
Okay, well, I compliment you just the same. It's a pretty impressive visual sort of layout.
What exactly can I help you with?
I just wanted to compliment you, and I was
wondering
if you
Yes, no, you said
could...
that. What are you doing?
I was wondering if I could ask you a question about the layout. You know,
well,
if
is
you could...
that not a question?
Now I'm confused.
What is it that you are trying to ask? You're wasting time.
All right, I step away because this man's giving me pressure.
See, this is why nobody likes the goblins. They come in here and they waste everybody's time and they blabber and they don't pay for their gambling and they just walk around and get their dirt everywhere.
He starts rambling in not Russia-Lavian.
All right, I turn to Gunn to see if maybe she could have a conversation with this man because clearly I cannot.
I walk up to him. Can I do a quick perception check on this guy to see what his how his loyalties are? You know, like how loyal is he to the Atlas Casino? I just want to see what kind of guy he is.
Okay, time to find out what kind of man you
19.
are. 19. 19.
Mm-hmm.
You get the distinct impression that Vinny can easily be bought for the right amount of money.
Oh, all right. Vinny, my man. It's me, Gunn. I don't believe we've met, but I feel like we've known each other for a while.
No, I don't feel like I've ever met you before.
All right, all right. Well, here's the deal. I have some money. I think that you might have something that I need.
Hey, if you're looking for that, we have that in the back.
No, no, no. I'm talking about information.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
I apologize for the misunderstanding.
I just want to know. I'm looking for some men who have been said to have disappeared here at the Atlas Casino.
Mm.
Men specifically from the Seven Aces.
Yes. How badly do you want to know about these men? I can't seem to remember anything about it.
What do you think will jog your memory? Is there just like a number of dollars that might jog it?
Smooth.
I'm not going for subtle.
How much do you have?
I have 50.
Perfect.
So, well, there you are. Right, here's your $50.
You pay him $50.
So, I will buy you some time. The men are in the back hallway, third door on the right. You will find them there. You will not be able to easily get them out, but you may at least go and talk to them. I can buy you about 5 minutes.
Sounds like a deal.
So, with that, Vinny pretends to see something behind him and starts firing his gun. And all of the other security guards rush over to see what it was as he yells, "Rat!"
Well, I run to the third door on the right.
I follow her.
I do too.
I would like to go alone.
I don't allow that, so I continue to follow.
Okay. Billy, are you also continuing to follow?
You were with her. You should probably go with them.
Yeah. I mean, I was just trying to think if I could do anything beneficial with this rat situation.
Also, at this moment, after the guns start firing, that's as soon as Basil comes running down the stairs into the top floor of the casino and sees the commotion.
I'm confused.
You've rejoined the group, basically.
Oh, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they also, is that where they, I'm like on the same floor as them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also, you
I'd like
weapons.
To roll for stealth to run without anyone seeing
me. No,
I
didn't actually get the weapons.
It's 10:46 where everybody is.
All right. Well, I run to join the group.
I'm running to the third door on the right.
And I'm following.
I'm also running to
I'm
the
following.
Third
door.
Okay.
You know.
So, the group runs down the hallway, unobstructed, to the third door on the right. You are now in front of the door.
I open the door.
You open the door. So, as your group proceeds in, once all of you are in, the doors slam behind you. And before any of you can really react, the room starts to fill with a mist.
Yep. Yep.
And you all fall asleep.
Yep. Thank God we're all here. All right.
And that is where we're going to end episode 2. The entire group has been knocked unconscious in the Atlas Casino. So, we will revisit this 2 weeks from now, maybe next week, I'm not sure. Hopefully you guys will tune in for the next episode of Diners and Dragons. Once again, I'm Caleb Franklin. I was the Dungeon Master for this campaign.
Jordan Smith as Gunn.
Jackson Tucker as Billy.
Christian Seneff as Basil.
Ellen Jones as Mort, the Mortician.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.